Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe, without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything, to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you, from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Oh, it's such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This podcast is brought to you by The Village at Bedford Park, your home for business. Over 450 businesses strong and growing with a safe, reliable Lake Michigan water supply. Visit VOBPbiz.com and bring your business home to The Village of Bedford Park.
Now, the WBBM Noon Business Hour.
It's 12:03, Monday afternoon, June 2nd. Good afternoon. Thanks for joining us. I'm Rob Hart. Busy week on Wall Street. It culminates with Friday's big government jobs report. We'll talk about that in our next segment. But first, make saving money a fun family mission this summer. Set some goals and maybe gamify your progress, then celebrate the win together. And it's critical that everyone plays their part. Joining us on the Village of Bedford Park Business Line, reminding you to bring your business home, is Sherry Greco-Rikus, co-founder of Rappaport Rikus Capital Management in Chicago, also the author of the book Maximize Your Return on Life. Sherry, thank you for joining us today. And I don't know about the kids in your life, but mine are on their final week of school. Summer vacation officially begins Friday at 12 o'clock. And it's a good a time as any to get together as a family now that you have all sorts of free time. And talk about setting some financial goals, things you want to do, and getting everybody to participate in paying for that goal.
Yeah, Rob, and good luck to you with your kids coming home, and to all the listeners. Summer begins, and it's always a lot of fun. But as you know, being on the show a lot with you, saving is one of my favorite topics, and it's never too early. And instead of making savings a chore, let's make it fun.
And it's also it's not a castor oil or eat your vegetables kind of a exercise. It can be fun, as you point out, but also for the kids, the sense of accomplishment could be incredible and last their entire life.
Exactly. And I think the first thing is to have a family meeting. And my kids are older. We still have family meetings and we still decide what fun or what we'd like to do. So, you know, maybe when the kids are done with school, they've decompressed a few days, set a family goal. What is going to be important to your family? Would you like to go on a vacation? Maybe you want a trampoline in the backyard. Maybe you want a new TV, but set a family goal, get a budget, and then figure out how are you going to achieve that goal.
And then what are some ways of making the process fun for the kids? I mean, I think we have a chart where we award points to the kids for completing certain tasks on time. And the amazing thing about this chart, Sherry, is watching how competitive the three girls got about who deserved points for what. So clearly they get into it when they want to get into it.
Yeah, so you set the goal, and then you figure, have everyone have skin in the game. Even the youngest children can use some of their allowance, or maybe they help someone rake their lawn or do something. But I think a chart, Rob, is a great idea because it's fun. You can each participate, put it in the kitchen, maybe use little stickers as you get closer and closer to the goal, and make it fun.
And this also ties into another topic that you and I have covered on the program in the past, and that is the idea of developing a sense of self-sufficiency. And by developing that sense of accomplishment for your kids, if they have saved up for a goal and then they have accomplished that goal, that's going to stick with them, because then it also avoids what happens in young adulthood when kids become very dependent on the bank of mom and dad to bail them out.
Yeah, I mean, it is important to celebrate the wins. And, you know, with the parents pitching in, the the kids can see that it's their parents are also giving the money. They're giving the money. Everyone's in this together. And when you get that new trampoline, christen it, celebrate it, and really take a breath and say, we did it. We did it as a family.
Now, Sherry, I don't know if you've heard the QC Kinetics commercials that run on the radio station, but if your family goal is to get a new trampoline, whatever you do, invite Cisco Cotto over to jump on it.
Okay. And make sure that you have some rules and everyone stays safe. We don't want to have any broken arms or legs or anything.
No, because that's just more commercials for Cisco. Sherry Greco-Rikus,
right.
Co-founder of Rappaport-Rikus Capital Management, author of the book Maximize Your Return on Life. Thank you for joining us today.
This is the WBBM Noon Business Hour.
The busy week ahead on Wall Street includes numbers on manufacturing, construction, and is capped off by Friday's big government jobs report. Joining us with a preview is Andrew Bush, former Chief Markets Intelligence Officer at the Commodity Futures Trading Commission and economic futurist at andrewbush.com in Charlotte. Andy, thank you for joining us today. And let's take the hard part last, or the big part last, and that is the government jobs report for the month of May coming out on Friday morning. And hiring in the month of May was taking place in the face of a great deal of uncertainty with tariffs. Now, it seems like the markets have managed to shake off that uncertainty, but does that continue, or would that carry over to the HR department?
Yeah, I think it does for sure. And I think what we're seeing is not so much that companies are firing people; they're just not hiring anybody a whole lot. And that's what you do when you're uncertain. You don't move forward. You don't hire new people. You don't place new inventories. You don't increase your inventories at all. That's what's going on. And we're only into the first month, really past the Liberation Day tariff increases. And so we're now starting to get some data out, like the ISM data that came out today on manufacturing, that's actually showing the negative impact by those tariffs.
And let's go in depth on the Institute of Supply Management releasing its PMI report. And it shows contraction in the manufacturing sector. And it seems like manufacturing has been in contraction mode for the last, you know, 2 or 3 years now, ever since a lot of that COVID purchasing was done in advance.
Yeah, they had a big, you know, sugar high from 2021 into 2022. And tailing off into 23, obviously, but that's a normalization of the U.S. economy overall, because we had a big bump up in demand for goods because people had to stay at home. They had to buy a new computer, chair, table, whatever, and they couldn't go and take a vacation. So spending on services dropped, spending on goods went up. Now we're into a normalization period, or have been for some time. So PMI for purchasing managers on the manufacturing side is below 54. Really, you know, it kind of sank in the August of, or it started to sink in the fall of 2022, had a little pop up in 2025, but it's been soft. And that's reflective not only of that shift in demand, but also because of the tariffs.
And then construction spending also declining by 0.4% in the month of April. So could that be attributed to tariffs as well, or is that as a result of weather, is the weather side of things factored into seasonal adjustments?
Yeah, it's hard to say right now. I mean, April usually has a decent seasonal adjustment, but in this particular case, I don't think people really got towards the change in the tariff and the pricing of like lumber from the tariffs or anything coming in from Canada. But what I will say is like there's a lot of noise in the data right now. So as we watch this stuff, as we get into June and July, that's really when we're going to get a better understanding of what's going on with the economy in the sense of how these tariffs are playing out and the costs. Like what we don't know is, will people follow Walmart in raising prices? That's the big unknown right now. They're kind of the big gorilla out there that said, hey, we got to do it because of the tariffs. We'll see if other people follow. And then if inflation starts to kick up, that's probably the biggest concern right now, along with obviously the budget in the U.S.
And then speaking of noise, there was the markets popped obviously on the news that there would be further negotiations between the U.S. and China, and that the effective embargo would be kicked down the road by a couple of weeks. But as we're starting to see, the happiness, the giddiness that follows an announcement of a trade deal or a framework of a trade deal usually gets pulled back by accusations and counter accusations of bad faith.
Yeah, it seems to be that way. You know, we've had, the taco trades, obviously, and it was Taco Tuesday last week, which is fantastic overall. And that just shows some of the positive things that happens when President Trump comes out and says, oh, no, I was kind of kidding about those tariffs. We're really just in great place right now. We're going to have negotiations. He obviously jacked up the tariffs on steel and automobiles. That sent EU auto stocks and steel stocks down. It sent U.S. steel stocks up. We'll see how far that goes. But 50% tariffs is basically shutting down trade amongst our trade partners with automobiles and steel. So we'll see how that plays out. So that's another aspect. It just seems like, Rob, every time we get something positive, we get something negative out. So it's really tough for traders and investors to make sense of this.
Andrew Bush, former Chief Markets Intelligence Officer at the Commodity Futures Trading Commission, economic futurist at andrewbush.com in Charlotte. Thank you very much for joining us today. Coming up next, don't let fear block smart investing decisions.
This is the WBBM Noon Business Hour.
After financial markets saw steep declines earlier this year, many investors got rattled and still are, but don't let the snake bite effect keep you from smart opportunities ahead. Joining us to explain is Mark Hulbert, investment columnist for the Wall Street Journal, Barron's, and MarketWatch.com in Washington, D.C. Mark, thank you for joining us today. And for those of us who may not know, what is the snake bite effect?
Well, a lot of people use it in different ways, but my understanding is that after a snake bite, you get inordinately afraid and you become almost paralyzed. And the reason that applies to the stock market is that after you have a very scary decline, and of course we had one a month ago when market dropped, I don't know, depending on the average you look at, something like 12% in four trading sessions time, that people just become paralyzed. They're so afraid of continued declines, they won't trust the market at all. And so they stay out even when the market recovers very nicely, which of course it has done over the last month. And so that's what it's referring to. And it's because of that, that, as you know from prior conversations you and I've had, that I take a contrarian approach, is that when there is extraordinary fear out there, that's the time when you should be actually trusting stocks.
Now, we have a number of financial advisors who come on the show as experts on what's happening or on financial trends. And the one thing you learn from talking to them is that psychology is probably 90% of their job. 10% of the job is actually plotting someone's savings goals and retirement journey. But 90% of it is kind of walking them off the ledge, as it were. And if they're nervous about the markets, telling them to stay in, whether they are concerned about the future for whatever is happening on a given day.
That's absolutely right. I mean, though it's ironic that actually when you look at a company's fundamentals, which presumably is what you're investing in, when you invest in a stock, you want to invest in a company that's earning money over the long term and will do better than other companies. That actually explains a lot of the market's very long term. A company that's making a lot of money is likely to be a very good performing stock over the long term. But it's worth emphasizing that over the very short term, psychology, as you mentioned, is going to be the predominant determinant of whether the stock goes up or down, which is why most financial planners are focused on psychology, whether they recognize it or not, because most clients come in not because they're focusing on where the market will be in 10 years. They're focusing on what's happened over the last couple of days and are scared of any decline. And that's when, as you point out well, the financial planner has to walk the client back off the ledge.
And of course, everything is an opportunity. And if the markets go down, for example, you could use that as an opportunity to lessen the hit from Uncle Sam, do some tax loss harvesting.
Well, that's right. And indeed, that's true anytime during the year. But you see it most near the end of the year. That's when people start focusing on their net tax bill, of looking at all their losses and gains for the year. And if they've had more gains, they're going to try to figure out how to compensate for those losses. But you point out quite correctly that that's a strategy we should be focusing on throughout the year, because it may be that the stock that you want to sell at a loss at the end of the year won't be at a loss, but it is today. So go ahead and harvest those tax losses now and reduce your tax bill a year from now.
Mark Hulbert, investment columnist for The Wall Street Journal, Barron's, and MarketWatch.com in Washington, D.C. Still ahead, gauging the value of a credit card balance transfer, plus suggestions from our Monday stock picker.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of casino-style games like bingo, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere, with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. T&Cs apply.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
The WBBM Noon Business Hour continues.
Good afternoon, I'm Rob Hart. Markets are mixed this afternoon. Joining us on the Village of Bedford Park business line, reminding you to bring your business home, is Michael Palumbo, founder of MJP Capital, author of the book Calculated Risk in Chicago. Mike, thank you for joining us today. And trade tensions once again causing markets to sell off at the start of the week.
Yeah, good afternoon, Robin. Thanks for having me on. The first trading day in June, and guess what? We're still talking about tariffs. They're back in the news, as you said. Europe, China, and the U.S. all playing, in my opinion, a very dangerous game of chicken. And honestly, the losers in this game would be consumers if nobody backs down. So there's honestly no way to predict how this is going to play out. You really just have to look at the probability distributions of the different outcomes and what would that would do to markets. There's, in my opinion, there's three ways this can go. I think 40% chance that there's just a mild escalation, and then they finally give in and things turn out okay, and the U.S., Europe, and China back down. That seems to be the way the market is looking at things right now. There's another 40% chance that we have an escalation and pushback, and there are some tariff increases, but they postpone them maybe to the end of summer. That's another outcome that I don't think is too bad, but you know, probably would cause maybe a slight sell-off in the S&P. That, again, I think is factored in. What I don't think is factored in is that nobody backs down here, and that we have a significant escalation and we basically have an economic world war. And I don't want to sound too negative here, but I don't think the market is discounting this possibility as much as it should. If it does happen, you're looking at an S&P that could drop 20%. So we advocate, get some gold in your portfolio. It's been our biggest holding. We've been on your show multiple times talking about gold. It's saving us today in a down market. And I just advocate that, along with some stocks that don't have a lot of ties to a trade war, like iBroker, Meta, stocks like that. So that's all I can tell you right now. It's just it's unpredictable how this is going to play out. So we'll have to wait and see.
Millions of pages, Mike, have been written trying to psychoanalyze one Donald John Trump. And it seems that a pattern, though, that is very, very obvious, that has been is part of his public political life, which is 10 years old as of this month, is that his belief is, what are they going to do? Tell me no. And it served him fairly well. And it seems like that it might be the thinking for him as we enter this this tariff conflict with numerous countries, that at the end of the day, countries want access to the market that is the United States, so they will basically play they will play the game on the president's terms.
Well, here's the problem with that, and that is that President Trump is used to negotiating a ton of deals. I don't doubt his tenacity or his intelligence in this, but he's never negotiated a deal this big. I mean, we're talking about trillions of dollars at stake against Europe and China, much bigger than anyone he's ever spoken to in his life. So I would just caution the president, and I would caution investors, that if we try to be too tough here, this is a different animal than a normal negotiation. And even a negotiation that President Trump has been involved in yet. So I hope that he goes into this with at least a little bit of understanding that this could turn really ugly, because he's not negotiating with a tenant or a real estate negotiation. This is China. This is Europe. So let's see how it goes. I'm still remaining bullish in that I believe that this will turn out okay, but I want investors to understand there's at least about a 20% chance that this thing gets really ugly and we dump back down. Investors need to be ready for that scenario.
Michael Palumbo, founder of MJP Capital, author of the book Calculated Risk in Chicago.
Cash, credit, debit, and totally free. The WBBM Noon Business Hour continues.
A credit card balance transfer can be a smart move when consolidating existing debt, but there's a lot to know and consider. Joining us with some key advice is Ted Rossman, senior industry analyst, Bankrate.com in New York. Ted, thank you for joining us today. And earlier in the program, we talked about setting financial goals as a family, and this may not be nearly as much fun as planning a vacation or saving up for a pool, but consolidating and then reducing household debt is a very admirable and a very admirable household goal. And one way you can do that, especially when it comes to knocking down that credit card debt, Ted, is to find a credit card balance transfer that at least, at the very least, will remove some of that interest payment pain you have every month.
That's right. This is my favorite credit card debt payoff tip, and that's because the average credit card charges about 20%, and yet there are some that have 0% promotions lasting as long as 24 months. The longest 0% offer is the U.S. Bank Shield Visa. That's a tremendous savings, avoiding interest for 2 years. You move your existing high-cost debt over to this card. If you have the average credit card balance, which is around $6,400, according to TransUnion, you could pay less than $300 a month and get that knocked out in 2 years interest-free.
And the important thing, as we always point out, Ted, is that a 0% interest balance transfer credit card, that is a lifeline. It is not another source of credit.
Right. You don't want to run that balance right back up. That's part of why companies offer these, to be honest. The business case is that a lot of people still have debt once the clock runs out. I've heard it's about half. Try to be among those who are paying it off, certainly. Now, maybe you could do another balance transfer at the end. I wouldn't get in the habit of balance transfer hopping. But if you've made good progress, you know, maybe you had $6,000 in credit card debt and you've knocked that down to $2,000, then maybe you could do another one afterwards. Every one of these transfers is going to cost you typically 3-5% of the amount you're transferring. That's the transfer fee. So that's the other part of the business case. The transfer fee up front, the fact that the rate goes up afterwards, I still think this is an amazing deal. if you can swing the payments, if you can make meaningful progress, because minimum payments keep the average credit card debtor in debt for almost two decades. And in that $6,400 example, you end up paying more than $9,000 in interest. So that's why we really want to put the interest rate first. And the best way to do that is with a 0% balance transfer card.
Yeah, this could be a bitter pill to swallow, especially as you pay down that balance. But as you point out, it could save you thousands of dollars in the long run.
It really could. That's why this is such an amazing deal. It almost sounds too good to be true that you can take your existing debt from one or more cards, maybe it's a 20 or 25 or 30% interest rate, and then you wrap that into a new card with a promotional deal of 0% for up to 2 years. That's the U.S. Bank Shield Visa. A couple 21-month offers out there as well, the Citi Simplicity and the Wells Fargo Reflect. There's actually a lot of competition in this space because banks are looking to bring in business from their rivals. That's another part of the business case here. You can't usually balance transfer within the same card company. You're going to switch to a different company. Like I said, they're banking that many people are going to carry debt after the term ends, but really try to be different there. Don't add new purchases, even if they tempt you with 0% on those. I would say freeze your balance where it's at, divide what you owe by the number of months in your 0% term, and really try to stick to that.
Ted Rossman, Senior Industry Analyst with Bankrate.com in New York. Thank you for joining us today. Join us at this time tomorrow for Travel Tuesday. And still to come, it's our Monday Stock Picker.
Cashing in with conversation. The WBBM Noon Business Hour continues.
It's Stock Picker Monday, and helping us out this afternoon is Matt Shapiro, President, MWS Capital in Chicago. Matt, thank you for joining us today. Two selections on this Stock Picker Monday, Matt. And your first one is from the mineral extraction space.
Yes, mining, which is not an easy spot to invest in, for listeners out there. So not, your super company growth stocks, but with copper really up and the whole tariff situations, I've been looking for a mining company, and there's some big ones in the world, to kind of do that natural resource play. To have a little differentiation in the portfolio, and especially try to capitalize on copper and iron ore. And so of the big players, Anglo American is one that we think has a lot of different things and part of a restructuring that I think, over time, over the next year, when it's complete, will make it a pure play in iron ore and copper. Plays on both resolution of the tariffs, which I think will happen, and also growth in China. Now, they recently spun off their platinum business, and they also own De Beers, the diamond company. So these are some of the moving parts that are going to be sent off to shareholders, which could be valuable and attractive in the future. So for now, you're getting in at a five-year low, along with many of the other mining companies, trying to play on a trend of strong metals prices.
Now, this second stock dovetails nicely, Matt, with a segment we had earlier in this program about not reacting to bad news and bailing out, because this next company was involved in some very bad news last summer, and it's just been rocking and rolling ever since.
Yeah, CrowdStrike, which is the major company, absolutely market leader, $115 billion market capitalization company in cybersecurity, endpoint protection, so critical. And of course, they had that major blackout where airplanes and airlines got shut down with their thing. The stock dropped precipitously to 300 from about 450, came all the way back, from that decline. Actually, I'm just looking at it was down recently in the correction. Back when they had that outage, it went down to 200 and then came all the way back. Now at all-time highs, earnings coming out tomorrow. The revenue growth last quarter was 33%. The expectations aren't as high with that. Realize you're buying it here at an all-time high, betting on that growth flare to come through with hopefully strong earnings and outlook after the close tomorrow.
Matt Shapiro, President, MWS Capital in Chicago. Thank you for joining us on Stock Picker Monday. His selections, Anglo American PLC, NGLOD, the ticker symbol, and CrowdStrike Holdings, CRWD.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.